Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 287. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis, and thank you so much for listening. And special thank you to anyone who's listening for the first time after seeing me on Good Morning America last week. That was such a cool experience for me, and they were kind enough to have me on and have a little chat on their What You Need to Know segment. That was very cool. So thank you if you watched that. I posted the full interview on my Instagram feed if you want to check it out. But if you're listening to the podcast for the first time after seeing me there, welcome. Welcome to the show. Today, I have an episode in mind I want to do that's around this idea that I think so many people have said at one point or another in regard to someone they're dating or someone they're considering dating. It's a soundbite. It's like a soundbite cliche. It's the soundbite of, I can change him. I can change him. Or I can change her. Definitely goes both ways. This idea that you can date someone, you can be with someone, you can have this amazing connection with someone, but you know, there's something pretty glaring about them, a red flag that needs to change in order for the relationship to work. But instead of, you know, working on it and then moving on, maybe a friend, you've heard this, they opt for the I can change them mindset, which means that you can be the one that finally changes them, that they'll finally change for you. And so you throw yourself even further into that relationship, hoping that you'll change them and then you'll get the outcome you're looking for. Maybe that's familiar to you. I've gotten so many DMs and I've had so many conversations and heard stories of people who stayed in relationships for way too long. And the trend seems to be that they did that because, well, not because they didn't respect themselves, not because they didn't have standards, but because they were hung up on this idea that they can change that person will change for them. And so they stuck it out. So in this episode, I just want to take a couple of minutes and give you my mindset on this idea of I can change him. So I'll hop right into it, give you something to consider before I do. Quick 30 seconds to actually just ask a quick favor. It's that if you're listening right now and you're not listening on Spotify, if you could do me a favor and subscribe there, just hit, I think it's follow on Spotify. It'd really help the show grow. And also, I don't know what's going on at the Apple Podcast Factory, but they're a wreck right now. I woke up the other morning and all my episodes there were gone except for like one. So I was in full-on freakout mode, and it turns out there's a bug with their latest release or something. But I listen to all my music on Spotify and all my podcasts. It's just easier. So maybe it'll be easier for you. And if you subscribe there, it's very helpful for me and I'd appreciate it. So thank you for listening to that. Thank you for doing that and supporting me. But into this idea here of I can change them. My headline here is pretty simple. It's that if you're picturing a certain outcome in a relationship and that expectation is dependent on someone else's changed behavior, I really think you're setting yourself up for some disappointment. I don't think you should ever align your desired outcome with change, because as I talk about a lot in the podcast, I think you deserve to be with someone who thinks that you, as you are today, that you're good enough, that nothing about you needs to change for them to be happy and attracted to you. That's what you deserve in another person. And I think you deserve the same thing on the flip side, right? That same standard should apply to the other person, that who they are should be good enough for you today. And the best question I think always is if nothing about them changed, if nothing about your relationship with them changed today, is that good enough for you? And you always deserve to say yes, Yes, it is. I don't think you should ever be in a relationship, ever find yourself staying in a relationship where the only thing you have guiding you is a belief in tomorrow's potential, is a belief in potential change. But this I can change him mentality kind of throws that compassionate thinking to the wind, and it keeps, you know, like moving the finish line to a point where they finally have changed. And when you're thinking that you need to change someone, the answer to the question of are they good enough for you today? Well, the answer clearly is no. And I think you deserve better than that. And I certainly recognize that no one, myself, you, anyone, is perfect. Every single person has something that they should be working on. Every single person has something that they probably should change about themselves. But it's not a fair expectation that you find this perfectly formed person, right? Not at all. So it's not a fair expectation that you think you should be able to find this perfectly formed person. Not at all. So when I consider change in another person, change in a relationship, I remember that change is healthy. And many times in a relationship, that's exactly what's required for it to work. But that change should always, always, always be motivated by the person looking to make the change. Like, consider yourself, for instance. I'm sure there's something about you that you want to change, that you know you should change. But that resolution that you should change comes from you. It's not coming because someone asked you to change or because someone tells you to change or that it'd be good for you to change. It comes because you made that decision, and it will stick because you have the motivation to do it. Like, if someone told you that they want you to smile more or dress in a different way, I'm hoping you'd politely tell them to kick rocks, you know? But if you on your own decided that you wanted to smile more, that you wanted to brighten up a room with your smile, that's great. You decided that you wanted to change up your wardrobe. That's great. That's your motivation, and you'll absolutely change in a positive way because of it. So the reality is, change of any kind, change that lasts, change that isn't conditional, has to come from within. You have to change because you want to change. Self-motivated. And it's the same idea in a relationship. Let's say you have someone you're dating or you're considering dating. If they told you that they would only be attracted to you if you dressed a certain way, what would you think? If they said they would only be attracted to you if you had certain political beliefs, what would you think? I'm hoping you'd think that's ridiculous, that you're not going to change for them to be attracted to you, right? So then when it comes to being in a relationship with someone who has something that they clearly need to work on, and any outside observer would probably agree, it's the same concept. When you find yourself tempted to say, I can change them. I can change them. I can be the one who changes him from being a fuckboy to finally settling down, to finally being committed. I can be the one who changes that person from being a bad communicator to being someone who always shares what's on their mind. I can be the one who changes, you know, someone who is all about you one moment but nothing the next, to someone who is consistent with their affection. I can be the one who changes that person who is afraid to introduce you to their friends and family to someone who is proud of their relationship with you, right? All those things that is listed, those are healthy changes probably, right? And you should expect someone to make those changes if they want the relationship to work out. 100%. I think everyone, again, has room to change, and any relationship is going to require change in order for it to progress from both people. But I really do believe that the right relationship is not one where there is like a power play, where there is someone convincing another person to change. To my point, just going back and forth with the flip side views here, change has to come from within the person who is making the change. For that person to make the change, it has to be because they want to. The tough pill to swallow is you cannot change them. They have to change themselves for them because they know it's right. Not to appease you, not to win your affection, right? Because if it's to appease you, that's what they call conditional love. And you deserve more than that, 100%. Same with you, right? You wouldn't change to get someone else's conditional love. That person needs to find the reason to change. End of story. And that's where I do think that there is some compassion to the idea, though, of I can change him. the facts are, you cannot change them, but you can help them find a reason to change. You can show them that you deserve them to change, that it's the compassionate thing for them to do. You can give them that reason. You could be the reason. It's like you can lead a horse to water, right? That's great. Lead them to water. But you can't force them to drink. I think that's the analogy. It's always on the other person to recognize the reason to change and to find the motivation to transform themselves to make that change. But, and again, here's where we get tripped up. They have to find that reason themselves. It can't be a game of you convincing them. It's a conclusion that they have to arrive at on their own. And I really think that a compassionate relationship is not one where you have to ask them to do it over and over and over again. It's about finding someone who realizes that they should change, that change is the right thing to do. And I recognize that it's tough to find people like that, right? It's tough to find self-aware, mature, growth mindset people. It's tough. It really is. But it's worth it. And I think you need to remind yourself that you deserve someone who loves you for who you are today. And you deserve to love someone for who they are today, right? It goes both ways. And I think that's the reminder you need. So in regards to this mentality of I can change them, I say you can't change them. You can't change someone who doesn't want to change. If someone wants to change and has made that clear, that's a different story. And that's great. You should continue to explore that. See if they actually do. But have a low tolerance for bullshit. If they want to change, they will. If they don't change, okay. That's because they didn't want to in the first place. They didn't have that reason. They can change if they want to, but you can't change them. You can't change their morals, their values, their definitions of loyalty or commitment. You can't turn someone into the person you want. And I know that's a tough pill to swallow sometimes. You can't do that, but they can. And sometimes it's worth sticking it out if that person has made it clear that they want to and they're putting in the work. That's great. And it's like, it's a tough truth, right? Because it's a lovely notion. It's a romantic one. You see it in movies all the time that a man changes for a woman because he doesn't want to lose her. I think it's tough though, because on one hand, if they do change, that's proof that they're willing to make the tough choice. But unless that mindset that they're going to change for you is accompanied by one of, I'm going to change for me, then I think you're setting yourself up for disappointment. You can't force change. They have to make the decision for themselves. And I know that might sound like a downer, but here's my redeeming reminder. It's that I believe that there is someone out there who is good enough for you today, and you're good enough for them today. And I believe, you know, that person definitely has some things just like you that they need to work on, but they know this and they want to make that change. And when they see you and they experience you and they realize how incredible you are and what you bring to the table, that might just be the final realization they need to tap into their motivation to change. And when they do, when they change, it's because they wanted to and because you reminded them of that fact. That I think is very healthy, but it's different from a mindset of I can change them. Me, them, I can change them, right? And I think this is a powerful reminder because I think about this and I consider why. Why do we do this to ourselves where we stick it out in relationships that are beneath us with people who don't deserve us? Why do we become so stubborn about this idea of changing them? Well, I think a lot of it comes down to the fact that so much of what we do in life, we continue to do because we were already doing it. We continue to date someone because we've been dating them. We continue to try to change someone because we've been trying to change someone. But I've learned in my late 20s and early 30s that is not a good enough reason to continue to do something. Just because you've been doing it is not a good enough reason to continue to do it. Sometimes you genuinely are throwing away your time and compassion and energy. You're giving it to someone who needs to change. But the reality is they don't have the capacity to find a reason within themselves to actually do it. They don't have the awareness or like compassion to change how they treat you or whatever issue it is you're facing. And when that's the case, nothing you do is going to change them. And I think it's the compassionate thing to realize this. Their change should be their change. You can remind them of it, that's great, but it has to be from them. In the same way that your growth shouldn't be about anyone other than you. So I just want to remind you of this, to remind me of this. It's an energizing truth. It's not a downer. It's one that I hope inspires you to take back your power, to be a compassionate person who reminds whoever it is in your life that you're worth changing for, that you're worth changing for, but that it ends there, that their change has to come from them. And if it doesn't, if it's clear that they don't want to, well, then it's time to take your amazingness elsewhere. Because the reality is, you should never find yourself staying in a relationship where the only thing you have guiding you is belief in tomorrow's potential that only you believe in. So I hope that was helpful. If it was, I'd love it if you'd share this podcast with a friend. Tell them to check it out. Hit subscribe. New episodes every Monday and every Wednesday. And thank you so much for visiting newmindsethoodist.com, picking up a journal or two or three, for supporting me. And thank you so much for listening. And that's it. Until next episode, I'm out.